As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the MainStay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. MainStay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. MainStay Suites, live like home.
KVUA News Time is now 8:23. It's Newsmaker 2 time. Things are getting busy at Campwood YMCA just west of us in Chase County, and CEO Brad Murray is joining us here to talk about this in more detail. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Well, thanks for making the drive over. How are things at the camp getting into the official summer schedule?
We are busy. There's a lot going on right now. We just started our staff training last week and have groups there and more groups to come, and then we go right into our traditional summer camp.
For folks that have not signed up for the traditional summer camp, what does that offer, and what does that entail?
There's a couple different ways that you can get involved. Especially here in Lyon County, we have our day camp. So we have started this year. We actually have bus transportation that will be able to pick kids up at Peter Pan Park just down the way and bring them out to camp for the day, and they get the whole camp experience, and then they're brought back during the evening. So there's the day camp part of it, and then there's the overnight camp part of it. And similar experiences in both. One, obviously, you spend the night. The other one, you obviously come home at the end of the day. But everybody still gets the opportunities to, you know, try out the horses, try out boating and archery and rock climbing and all the traditional stuff that you think about that a summer camp has. But it's really much more than that. It's not just fun in the sun. Those are actually what comes as a result of the relationships that we form and all the different adventures that they have and how kids really grow while they're at camp.
Talk a little bit about the camp side of things, specifically kind of the layout. You mentioned in a way kind of the different activities. For folks that don't know, is camp go for, say, like a week at a time? Does it go for the entire summer? How does that play out?
We go it's each experience is a week long.
Okay.
And then we go 9 weeks of the summer, okay, starting here in a couple weeks. Right now we have what we call our partnership group. So we have a group out of University of Kansas, Camp Kesem, that serves children that have family members that are dealing with cancer. And then next week we serve the Episcopal Diocese. That's a 80-plus year relationship that we've had with them.
Okay.
And then we go right into our traditional summer camp weeks, where we serve kids from all over the state, all over the country, all over the world. So last year we had about 5 kids that came from outside of the country, and this year we have 15 staff that are from outside of the country, and about 16 different states last year that people came in from.
But really?
Yep. So primarily, though, most people are from Kansas or Missouri, so the Kansas City area is our big demographic. But folks come in from all over. So they come in on overnight camps, come in on Sunday, and then they leave on Saturday morning. And then our day camps start Monday through Friday. And so they're there for that week of time.
Sense. Yep. Before we start talking about kind of what and I'm not going to use the term a typical day, but just you could possibly just pick a day of camp and kind of go through the just tentative schedule. But what is it like to have that experience where you have kind of an international flavor? And I'm assuming it's kind of been building over time, or maybe it changes from year to year, but to have people that are interested in Camp Wood from around the world.
Yeah, so there's actually agencies out there that we go through that are able to help recruit staff for us. So there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people that go to these agencies to work in the U.S. So there's a number of international staff that come in every summer to work at summer camps. And we work with those agencies. And this year we have staff from Mexico, Hungary, Ireland, Scotland. There's a few others that I'm forgetting off the top of my head. So they'll be upset with me if I get those. Australia, I can't forget that one. But yeah, they come from all over the world. So they're able to, you know, obviously bring language. That's one part, although a lot of them are, you know, from English-speaking countries.
Sure.
But there's still some slang that we pick up every now and again. And but also we do a few times a summer, we do different meals from different countries. We play different games. We do different things that relate to those different countries. And it's really cool because our kids that leave, they're able to leave and they can say that they literally have friends all over the world once they leave. So that's a pretty special experience that they're able to get.
Okay. Let's kind of dive into the just a day in the life of Camp Wood, or sure. a night in the life if you want to go to the overnight side, or both.
Yeah. So both kind of have similar days. Day camp is a little bit more structured just because the kids come in and come out, and they're typically our day campers are a little bit younger, so we try okay. to give them a little bit more structure.
Sure.
But for overnight camp, that you know, wake up, they go to flag raising, they go to morning motivations, and then they head over to breakfast. After breakfast, they go to what we call clubs, which is they usually get two or three clubs based on which clubs they get. And those are things that they choose. They choose those on Monday morning of what they want to do. And those there's a mix of traditional and non-traditional summer camp programs. So they have... You know, there's the archery club, there's arts and crafts club, there's boating club, things like that. But then there's also some, let's say, wackier clubs. You know, there's grandma, yeah.
Like,
so
right?
there's grandma club, for example, where they all dress up like grandparents and they walk around with their fake canes and they yell at people to stay off the grass and things like that. You know, there's American Sign Language club. There's you know, there's all kinds of different clubs. There's spa day club, things like that. Then lunch, and then there's rest period or turtle time where they just get to kind of slow down for a minute. And then okay. the afternoon is rotational time. So everybody gets to touch different pieces of camp at least once during the week. So
awesome.
Climbing wall, boating, archery, horses. They swim every day. They swim right there in our lake. Then by that time, it's about dinner. Then after dinner, it's evening program. And those change day to day, what the evening program is. Then we do a time called Embers at night, which is just a quieter time, usually around a candle or in kind of in the dark and just kind of discuss life things.
Okay.
And then it's lights out. And day camp is pretty similar. They come in, they get there about 9 o'clock, start doing programs, and they run through programs all day, and then they leave about 4:30. So it's a packed day. Mm-hmm. Most of on Saturday when we're checking out, most kids don't make it back to the highway before they're asleep for their parents. So and then there's yep. at day camp, there's a lot of kids falling asleep on the bus on the way home. So they're pretty tuckered out. So getting to bed at night isn't too much of a trouble. It's not too tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad Murray, who's the CEO of Campwood YMCA near Elmdale, joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment today. Talk a little bit about your staff. Brag about your staff. How many folks do you need here to make a summer camp season successful? And talk about the skills that they bring to the table.
Yeah, we're growing. So in the last 6 years, we've doubled the number of kids that we're serving every summer. You know, we have an incredible full-time staff. If I didn't mention them, they're amazing people. So we have there's 9 of us as full-time staff, and the people that I get to work with every day, I skip to work every day. They're incredible people that take care of all the stuff that we have going on there at camp. You know, we have food service and office and program and maintenance, and it takes a lot of work. People often ask, you know, what do you do the other 9 months of the year? Well, we're quite busy.
Yeah.
So we serve about 4,500 to 5,500 people total every year. And then we have our summer staff, and they are an incredible group of young people. As I was talking to them yesterday, you know, the 18 to 22 year old age demographic that they don't get spoken very highly of a lot of places. But as I look at the group that sat in front of me yesterday, and I can look at them and find real hope. They are incredible young people that they are giving of their summers. And they're, most of them are giving full summers, in between busy college schedules or work schedules, and doing it for not a lot of pay. It's certainly better than it was a few years ago, but
sure.
Doing it for not a lot of pay, and simply because they want to build relationships with kids and change the world. And that's their whole thing. And they're just, you know, they're the people that I look at my own kids, and I say, this is how I want my own kids to grow into, is I want them to become just like the leaders that we have at Camp Wood.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how many of the community partners maybe have some immediate, you know, like personal connections to Camp Wood, say, as they went through. But I'm assuming as well that you've got a number of community partners, whether they're immediate around the area, you know, Chase County, mm-hmm. maybe branching that out to neighboring counties like Lyon County, or from elsewhere across the country. But you've got to have a lot of partners in order to make this go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of schools and things like that. But, you know, as we certainly, and we're growing in that area of the young people that we hire are the exact type of people that you want to hire in your own businesses. Because, you know, they're people that at camp, they're able to build all kinds of skills, such as, you know, stamina, and they're able to public speak. You know, I mean, if you can stand in front of 200, 250 people and sing songs about gorillas and, you know, bananas, then you can do just about anything. And
yep.
you have to learn organization, and you have to have an immense amount of grit, that you're going through. So, like I said, the skills that they build there at summer camp and the skills that they come in with, those are the people that we want to see out in the community.
Talk about how you got associated with Camp Wood, how you came to Camp Wood, how long you've been there.
I've been CEO since January of 2019.
Okay.
So it's coming up on, what, 5-6 years, I guess, now?
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, I was there for 3 years prior to that. I started there in 2016 as their operations director, and then when my predecessor, Ken Wold, who I get to stand on his shoulders as he did some wonderful things there at camp, he retired, and I was able to and blessed enough to get that role. I've been in camping for 25 years, started as a summer camp staff and just have moved my way up. And it is in my heart, and it's just part of my identity anymore, really.
Yeah.
That's just what I do anymore is just summer camp and just live for that time.
What is it about summer camp that has kept you so closely connected? Obviously, as CEO overseeing a significant operation here for the area, but what is it about summer camp and the experiences that it provides that still strikes you?
Yeah, it's really the impact that we're able to make, and watching how kids are able to change in just as little as a week time. And to watch how kids can grow in hopefulness and grow in friendships and relationships, and real friendships and relationships, not what they're seeing on TikTok, not what they're seeing on Instagram.
I'll text you later.
But they're, yeah. And, but actual, you know, we've even changed up things in our dining hall to eat family style so that we can keep the kids all sat down and they can learn how to say, you know, please pass the mashed potatoes type thing. Mm-hmm. And to watch the impact that it makes and the studies that we're very data-driven at Camp Wood. I'm a data nerd to my core. And to watch the research and the data that comes out of it and to be able to see the real impact that camp, even a week of summer camp, makes on kids is pretty powerful. I mean, studies have shown even that week away from screen time can have significant effect on their social skills in a positive manner. And to be able to see that and to watch the kids, the first couple of days, they get almost jittery, not being on their phone. And by the end of the week, they're usually going home, and I get calls from parents often saying, you know, I don't know what you did to my kid, but they're not on their phone and they want to have family meals together and they don't want to do it in front of a television. They want to just sit and talk and break bread together. And that kind of impact is really special, and to see that every day. And have had a number of stories that I've gone through in my life that typically I cry when I tell them, just because they were so powerful and for me. And to be able to see that happens for our young people that work there every year. And, you know, our closing banquet is a tear-filled thing. I mean, it is sobbing and for our staff. And every Friday night, we tell a story. And I typically measure our success for the week of how many criers we have during our closing story. That's the only time I really
we
like to see tears.
We laugh at that, but, yeah.
Right. But you know, most Friday nights, it's kind of a blubber fest. I mean, it is. And you have your youngins, you have your 8, 9, 10-year-olds crying, all the way up to your 15-year-old boys that have tears coming, because for a lot of them, this is their place. We have our main goal there is what we call the 3 B's, which is be you, be adventurous, belong. And so we give kids a place where they come and they can be themselves and they can find out who their best sense of self is and who they want to be and who they want to grow into. We talk about be adventurous, which is leaving with a story to tell. And that story can be, I made it to the top of the climbing tower, all the way to I made this new friend. And that's an adventure in itself. And that leads us to belong, which is really where we hang our hat. And that's where kids find their own community, they find their place. And we say we want every kid to leave missing camp, but also knowing that camp is going to miss them. And that's a really powerful thing, is when they know that they have a place that they can always come back to and that they can call and say, this is my place.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Brad Murray, Camp Wood YMCA CEO, joining us for the Newsmaker 2 segment here today. One of the things before we wrap up that you wanted to touch base on is alumni information.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And talk about what you have in place and how alums can reach out and maybe help to enhance the experience that's already there.
Sure. We are growing what our alumni are right now. We've done kind of a spotty job, to be honest, and we've been there for 100. This will be our 109th year that we've. So we have thousands upon thousands of alum that are out there. So we were founded in 1915, first summer in 1916. And so we have a lot of people that we've probably lost contact with. And so we'd love to hear back from those people and love to hear their stories and to collect those stories and to talk more about what Camp Wood and what Camp Wood is and what Camp Wood did for them. So we are in the process of collecting as much as we can. So if folks go to our website at campwood.org, they can get up right on there. And we send out letters often, and we send out newsletters every month. And they can get on that, and they can tell us their story, and we will reach out to them. We're not coming for you. We're not doing all this stuff. It's just we would just want to hear from you and continue to tell the story of Camp Wood and continue to tell that narrative of we're more than just fun in the sun and kumbaya around campfires. We are a life-changing, life-impacting organization, and we see that in our alumni every day. And we want to hear more of those stories so that we can reach out to more people and to share that story with more young people that can grow into those great alumni.
Have to loop back to summer camp because I forgot to ask you if there's any spaces left.
There are a few, not many.
Not
we
much.
Are
okay.
Yeah, we're starting to fill up very, very quickly. Like I said, we've doubled in size over the last few years. The last 2 years we have been full to staff. This year we were able to, our program director and Katie and Megan did a great job in hiring staff, and we got a full boat of staff this summer. So we have a few bed spaces left, these couple beginning weeks and towards the end of the week. Day camp, there's plenty of space left. Day camp never really fills up, because we just can move another staff over. So we have plenty of spaces for day camp left. Overnight camp is where it's really, really quite full.
Gotcha. And how much does it cost to get into camp?
We do a three-tiered system.
Okay.
So we let families pick what tier is right for them. And then we have financial assistance that's available on top of that. We want to eliminate as many barriers as possible to get kids to camp. We believe in camp. We believe in what it does. Like I said, the three-tier system is the top tier is what the true cost of camp is, and so that's $865, and then it goes down to $765 or $665.
Okay.
And then if a family needs a little bit more assistance, it's a one-page form. We completely do it on the honor system, so they don't have to send in, you know, W-2s or their paycheck stubs, anything like that. We'll take you at your word, and that percentage off goes off of the lowest tier. So okay. You can get as much as 50% off for a week of camp just based on – it goes into a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we understand that it's expensive. We have staff to pay for and food and all those things, and our costs are rising too. But at the same time, we raise money all year long so that we can subsidize those prices and try to keep them as low as possible. But again, it's amazing that many of our families still choose that top tier, even though it's just what you want to choose. So
right.
Anybody can come and choose. And we still have about 60% of our families that choose that top tier.
Okay.
And the other 40%, we are happy to have them come and subsidize that. And the experience does not change based on what you pay. It's all the same experience. And no one, including myself, knows what tier you chose. So that goes out the window. No one knows if you're on financial system. None of that goes away. So one of the beauty of camps is it's all labels go away. The hot topic of pronouns right now, well, my favorite pronoun is camper or kiddo. And so that's just nice. They come to camp and that's who they are. They're a camper or a kiddo to all of us. And the beauty is you can have the kid that pays the full price and whose parents could probably buy camp if they wanted to, and they share a bunk with a kiddo who may be on a full subsidy, the only thing that matters is, you know, who stinks the worst at the end of the week because their stuff is all dirty. So, all that stuff is just a level playing field that everybody gets at camp. So it's a beautiful time. Camp is as the world should be. People building relationships, having grit, trying fun, having adventures, and getting to share their lives with each other. And it's exactly as the world should be.
All right. For folks that want to know more about Camp Wood, how do they find out?
Go to our website at campwood.org. That's probably the easiest way. Or they can always give us a call at 620-273-8641. Again, that's 620-273-8641. But website, answers everything you need to know, and you can contact us right through that website.
Awesome. Brad, really appreciate your time. Best of luck with camp here this summer.
Thanks so much. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for having us.
Indeed. Brad Murray, who is the Campwood YMCA CEO, our Newsmaker 2 guest here today, 843 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Thank you both. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive, Mainstay Suites. Live like home. Good morning. It's 842, sunshine and 64 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Closing arguments beginning this morning.